For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, we're joined today by Dan Shanahan, who's the artistic director of Torn Space Theater Company. Welcome, Dan.
Hello, Tony. Hello, Peter. Pleasure to be here.
And you've got big doings over there on Fillmore, yes?
Well, before you answer that, though, Dan, tell folks exactly where you are. Fillmore near what?
So we're located right in the heart of the Polonia District, which is Fillmore Avenue near Paderewski. Some of the nearby landmarks would be the Central Train Terminal, St. Stanislaus Church, and the Broadway Market.
It sounds like you're talking about the 1950s, doesn't it? This is Tom Dudzik territory over there, yes?
It's one of our great historic neighborhoods, and you know, we've been there since 2000, so I've had a good opportunity to see how the neighborhood has been changing throughout the last two decades, and it's an exciting time right now.
And pluck in the middle of it, Torn Space Theater Company, avant-garde theater, known for its site-specific work. In so many ways, this seems so unlikely. And yet, there you are, thriving. And it seems to have been a symbiotic relationship, you and the neighborhood.
Yes, it was a bit of a chance encounter, us starting a relationship with the Adam Mickiewicz Dramatic Circle. Certainly, bringing experimental theater to the East Side was not hallmark of a successful business plan. But as you mentioned, we have been able to make it work and grow an audience. And the Mickiewicz has allowed us to grow as a company, take chances with the materials we do, and really provide us with a great space to act as a laboratory when we were a young company. And certainly now we've been able to kind of refine our approach throughout the years.
So tell us what you're doing. You're improving that whole corner. Folks might remember it as, well, for lack of a better word, a little funky. There's this older building, kind of run down, gas station there was at the corner. And then you guys came in, and now it's all getting revitalized. But walk us through it. As we approach, what are we going to see?
So this project began in 2015. Torn Space and the Adam Mickiewicz renovated a abandoned gas mart, and we turned it into our design studio. The gas mart was situated on lots of busted asphalt. We've been able to bring that back to active green space. And the design studio was under the direction of Christopher Romano, the architect. He worked with Rigidized Metals, who is owned by Rick Smith, which is our connection to Silo City. That's what Rick owns. And so we were able to get customized steel panels to clad the building so that it would become an architectural landmark, really, in that area to complement the St. Stanislaus Church and the Central Terminal. And now we're moving into phase two of our renovation, and now we're going to be focusing on the inside of our performance facility, as well as restoring the exterior of 612 Fillmore Avenue.
Now, many people listening may not know what the Adam Mickiewicz is, and it is this wild flashback to a past of Buffalo. Can you describe what it is? It's like a club. It's a private club, right?
Yes, it was founded in 1895 with the namesake of the great romantic and experimental poet Adam Mickiewicz. The building itself has been there since 1914. And so when you walk into the front door, you're really walking into one of the great examples of Buffalo's past. It's really a perfectly preserved Polish bar. There used to be many examples in that Polonia district, and they're becoming fewer and far between. So it's a real great treasure of Buffalo. And then upstairs is a library, which houses the greatest collection of Polish literature and text.
And there's a bar.
And there's a fantastic bar with incredible Eastern European beers and spirits. That was what first got me attracted to the space. And then when you go beyond the bar, you're in a kind of a classic old social hall. And that's where we began our humble beginnings in 2000, and we're still going.
And you're going to preserve all that. The front of the building, you're not going to change. There's additions on, there's the green space, but it will look even better and more the way it looked in 1914, right?
Yes. For the front of the house, the goal is really to bring it back to its original looks. So if you start looking at some of the development projects that are happening on Fillmore Avenue, both with the Torn Space project as well as the very exciting master plan at the Central Terminal, you're seeing that the organizations that are located in this area are putting a lot of focus in what we consider sort of walkability, community engagement. And the goal of that is to start to think about our organizations not just as operating inside of the walls, but how can we start to create more activity outside of our physical structures. And so what Torn Space is doing is going to be taking the approach that we applied at Silo City, which is considering outdoor site-specific performance, and transporting that into the exterior of our building. So the design studio sits on about four city lots, so it's quite sizable. And now that's all usable green space, and so that we can start to design performances in that area, as well as video mapping on the exterior of our buildings, and really start to draw more attention and focus to that really incredible incredible corner of Fillmore and Paderewski.
Amazing. With that, Dan, it's been so fun talking to you, and thank you for joining us this morning.
I appreciate the opportunity. It's always great talking with you, Tony and Peter. Thank you.
Okay. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.